I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to a bunch of emails this hour, too, as we finish this up here on the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll make fun of John Kerry and do some other things. We got big plans for the hour. Remember, you can send your emails in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One thing I do know about this hour.
But my focus is just stay focused.
That's my focus, Chris. Now, the last part of this whole thing, we spent like the whole show on this whole thing, but the last part of this whole thing is this. In case you're just joining us, Wall Street Journal ran a poll. It's really bad, showing patriotism free-falling, people wanting kids free-falling, religion free-falling. It's really, really, really bad. But there is another part of it. You can call it good, you can call it bad. It's not the same across both parties. You know how patriotism's dropping? As a total, 38%, lowest in forever. According to the survey, 59% of Republicans said it's very important, 23% of Democrats. Very similar splits in religion and children as well. Which brings me to this. This is not a brand new phenomenon. It's obviously very, it's a lot worse now than it was then, but this is one of those things. I've told you this before. You know, I ran for Congress in Arizona and I lost twice, won both primaries and I lost general election, but I ran for Congress in Arizona. But when you're running for office, you go knock on doors. Now, I can't speak for every campaign, but our campaign, we had a rule. You don't go knock on Democrat doors. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of the volunteers' time. You have a list of the home and how they're registered there. Okay, they got this home. They got three registered Republicans. All right, this home, two Republicans and an independent. We were aiming for Republican homes. Republican homes because we were worried about the primary. This is when we were running in the primary. And knocking on doors is simply, hey, I'm Jesse Kelly. I'm running for office. I hate communists. Will you vote for me? That kind of thing. Go introduce yourself. So you didn't go to Democrat homes. Just forget it. Set those aside. You went to Republican homes. Independents were the one that was up in the air. People who were unregistered or registered independent. You never, ever, 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 under any circumstances, walked by a home that had a vehicle in the parking lot that had some sort of military sticker on there. And if the guy had a Marine bumper sticker, you're knocking on the door. But that wasn't the part that got me. This is the part that got me, and it just proved to be so true. It was amazing. You never walked by a home that had an American flag displayed, whether they were flying the actual flag itself or maybe you saw an American flag doormat on the door. Why is that? They may not be a Republican if they have an American flag, but they're almost never a Democrat, ever. Democrats don't fly American flags from their home. Democrats are not the un-American party. They are the anti-American party. Now, what does that mean for us going forward? Well, going forward in America, they are going to keep hating the country. They're going to keep not having kids. They're going to keep not believing in anything. And therefore, any area run and governed by them, well, you already know how it's going to end. It's going to end in disaster. So allow me to use this entire two-hour show to finish all this with this. Why don't you and your family get to a place that will still be around in 100 years? Why don't you get to a place where children are a priority? Why don't you get to a place where religion is a priority, even if it's not for you. Maybe you're sitting there and said, Jesse, I don't believe in God. Man, fine. It's your life. That's fine. Get to a place where other people do. You need this. Jesse, I don't care about the country. Man, you really should. Because it's a dark world out there. You really, really, really should. There we go. That's it. And in case you're wondering, maybe you're just tuning in, why am I not doing mass shooting radio? Why am I not talking all about the shooting today? And I know the shooter is a tranny. And why am I not doing all these things today? Well, I want you to listen to this person. This is Terry Moran, ABC News.
All right, that is Police Chief John Drake of Nashville, who is briefing reporters on the deadly grade school shooting in Nashville at the Covenant School there this morning. The police confirming 6 dead, 3 children, 1 8 years old, 2 9 years old, and 3 adults, including Catherine Kuntz, who is the head of the Covenant School. The police chief also said that the shooter has been identified as 28-year-old female Audrey Hale. Said she's a former student of the school and confirmed that Audrey Hale was identified herself as a transgender person. The state of Tennessee earlier this month passed and the governor signed a bill that banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies in that state.
What's he doing? Why would he bring that up? I've told you this before. This goes right along the lines of what we were just talking about. You can roll your eyes. You can dismiss it. You can say I'm wrong. But all the evidence says I'm right, and it's time for you to grow up and accept it. These people, Terry Moran, Joe Biden, Corinne Diversity Hire, it doesn't matter who it is. These people are not only not sorrowful when something horrible happens. These people are genuinely excited. You're dealing with anti-humans who believe the world needs to be depopulated by about 5 or 6 billion people anyway. They openly campaign on that. These are people who only know power, rewarding their friends, punishing their enemies. When I got a text from the wife today. I didn't tell her I knew about the shooting. So I didn't tell her about the shootings. I didn't want her to know. She always takes these things hard. She finally texted me today bawling. She's bawling. When you find out about kids dying, you cry. You think about the moms and the dads and the heartbreak and the Christmas and they're not going to be there anymore. And you think to yourself, because you're a decent person with values, you think to yourself, everyone shares those values, but everyone doesn't. Everyone doesn't. You live in a nation where the news is brought to you by people who cheer when children die. Where the president of the United States cheers where children die. Him and all his staffers, they get together when these things happen and they cheer. Oh my gosh, yes, kids are dead. Woohoo! Well, I don't understand. How could he blame some tranny bill? Or how could he blame this gun bill? But did you think it was about the kids? He's going to blame his political opponents, because when you're an anti-human, it does give you freedoms that you and I will never have. Terry Moran has freedoms you and I will never know in this lifetime, and I hope we don't ever know it. You know what those freedoms are? To look at emotional, terrible things dispassionately and figure out how to use them for your benefit. It would never occur to you to take a dead 8-year-old and use it for political gain, to hurt your political opponents with it. It would never enter your mind with it. And that's good. I don't want you to turn into that. I don't want me to turn into that. But it is so important we understand it would never occur to Terry Moran not to. Because he doesn't feel anything for the death, it presents him with an opportunity to make an unemotional decision. Oh, okay, some kids died. Nice, that's good. We'll actually be able to use this on tonight's show. Do we know who the shooter was? Who were the kids? The shooter, he wasn't black, was he? Okay, he wasn't black. All right, good, we can use that. Oh, wait, shooter was a tranny, though? Oh, dang. Hold on. This is okay, guys. We can still, don't be down. We can still use this. Hold on, the shooter was a tranny. Oh, it was Tennessee. Didn't they just pass that anti-drag queen bill?
Nice, nice. Okay, good. We'll use it for that. That's the angle for tonight. The angle will be, we'll blame Republicans because of the bills. Nice. Nice. Thanks for dying, kids.
You don't think that way. That's a sick way to think. I'm glad you don't think that way. But it really, really is critical that you understand they do. That's what we're up against. All right. Let's make fun of John Kerry. Let's do some emails and make fun of John Kerry. That always brings us up, doesn't it? What makes you happier? What makes me happier than making fun of stupid people? There's nothing better in life. Nothing better in life. I'm pretty sure that's biblical, Chris. Maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? You know what's better than that? All right, I have to confess. We had movie night in the Kelly household yesterday, and I got caught feeding the dog some things that are supposedly harmful to the dog. I didn't know popcorn was harmful to the dog. It's not my fault. I sit there, I'm eating popcorn as we watch the movie, and he comes, puts his big fluffy face on me, and he's looking, staring up at me. What am I supposed to do? It's the dog's fault. At least he didn't have any digestive problems afterwards. Now, Fred used to have digestive problems after every single meal. Every meal, whether it was popcorn or not. Why? Because his dog food's crap and Fred has an anxious stomach. Now, we bought him good food, but there's nothing in dog food. Not the food we buy Fred, not the food you buy your dog. It's just a big lump of nothing. That's why the shelf life is 10,000 years. That's why you need Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural, vitamins, minerals, probiotics. Your dog might even be able to eat popcorn, but your dog will be healthier and live longer. You want that dog around longer? I want Fred around as long as possible, even though he's an idiot. Roughgreens.com/Jesse, all right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays, Chris. What, Chris? We got to get that line on the soundboard. What a great line that is from the movies. Let's get to some emails. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hi, Jesse. I hate to say this. I really hope it doesn't happen, but I'm starting to think the corruption in our government is so deep it can't be fixed. At least it finally just crumbles and collapses. All right. It's been a heavy show. We've talked about a lot. So let's deal with this. It can't be fixed. It can't be fixed. It can't be fixed. One, you might be right about that. I've never sat here and blown sunshine up your, well, I've never sat here and tried to act like things are better than they are. Shut up, Chris. I stopped myself. Anyway, I've never tried to act like things are better than they are. Maybe you're right. Maybe it can't be safe. Maybe we are too far gone, but there's absolutely a chance you are right. But I also know this. Things can turn around faster than you think, and the history of the world is not always nations as they become late stage republics and they start to crumble that they end up crumbling. Things can change. Things can turn it around. There are various things that can turn around. Some of them are wonderful. Some of them are horrible, but it can turn around. There could be a civil war one day. Now, that would be horrible beyond belief. That is the last thing we want is for anybody to get hurt. But you could have something like that turn around. You could have 5 years from now, 10 years from now. How do you know a Marine divisional commander isn't going to march his troops into Washington, D.C. and take over the government and assume dictatorship of the nation? Now, that would obviously not be desirable. It wouldn't be great. It's not what we want. What if he's a Franco type, a Pinochet type, and he decides to turn things around in his own way? That could happen. You don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's a spiritual revival of some kind where Americans do come back home. That would turn it around. Maybe yeah, I understand we're in a bad way. I'm not trying to sugarcoat something. I'm not. And maybe the feds are too far gone. Maybe we do need some sort of misery and death, destruction of some kind before we can turn it around. But I don't know that that's the case. And the reason I say that is this. I live in red America. and I spend my time in places outside of Washington, D.C., outside of the deep blue hubs, man, I just run into people all the time who want what you want and think like you think, and they're just as passionate and upset about the things that are bad. And they're just, we had I forgot to tell you about this. So the kids' school, there was a thing this weekend where they have a carnival for the kids' school. And they have a classic car show, and they have a silent auction. Now, hold on, Chris. Yes, I know, Chris, what you're thinking about the silent auction. It actually is really bad, buddy. It's really bad. Now, let me pause on this for a moment. The silent car show, you should know something. There are a lot of things that I'm really bad at, a lot of things, most things really, and most of them I'm okay with because I'm kind of a sociopath who thinks really highly of himself, but there are some things that I don't like or I'm bad at that I wish I was good at. Raw oysters is a great example here. I love cooked oysters when they make them in the cheese and everything else. You put hot sauce on them. I love those. But raw oysters, they set some oysters down and you sit and dab them in hot sauce and you slurp them up. That's disgusting. But I want to like that. That looks cool. I sit down with my buddies and they're all, give me a dozen oysters and a beer. And I have a beer and, some garlic bread. I want to slurp down some oysters, but I don't. Cars are the same thing, especially classic cars. They're so cool. So cool. And I want to know everything about them. And I want to drive them. I want to own one. But they cost a lot of money. And I've never really been taught anything about cars. I know how to change the oil and change a tire and things. I'm not an idiot, but I don't know anything about car. Oh, that's a 1967 Chevy Camaro. I guess I know Chevy didn't make a Mustang, but I don't know what that means. So the boys were all, hey, let's go see the classic cars. And of course, I'm a father. I said, oh, absolutely. Let's go check out these rides. And then they'd say, Dad, what's this one? And I kind of get really close to it where it had the sign in the, oh, son, that's a 1964 Ford Mustang. That's a great year. That was a great year for that. And yet the guy who owns the car was always sitting right there and they were always looking at me like, that really doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about. So there was that. But then there was this. I have no idea why I went off on this tangent. Oh, yeah. But people wanting what you want. I'll get back to that in a minute. Let's pause on this event we went to on Saturday for a moment and rewind to, do you remember the last time there was an incident at the kid's school? Maybe you've forgotten there was an incident at the kid's school involving a silent auction. I'll explain what happened last time, and then I'll explain why I feel like this time went better. I feel like there's some disagreement in the home, but I feel like this time went better. All that is about to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But there is some tension at home right now, certainly. There were purchases made that are viewed as not necessary, which is ridiculous. But you know what I have on my side? Here's what I have on my side. A male vitality stack from Chalk. So that way, when the wife is all, no, you didn't. What did you do? You know what it gives me the power to say? Oh, pipe down, woman. I did what I want. Female vitality stack. Male vitality stack. Get the Chalk Lit powder packed full of vitamins and minerals. Man, as someone who has eaten like crap his entire life, the difference in how I feel with the Chalk subscription is palpable, man. And speaking of putting your money where your morals are, did you know that Chalk, you know how I got together with Chalk? They were fans of the show. They were doing their advertising on Instagram. Instagram kicked them off for being so anti-vaccine. Chalk simply called up iHeart and said, hey, does Jesse have room? We love Jesse. You want to talk about anti-communists? These are our people, baby. 35% off subscriptions. Go feel better. Better. Live better. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse, that gets you 35% off subscriptions. Now, I'm going to finish on my school story and then talk about why I'm a little more hopeful than you are for the nation and more still to come. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get back to the emails and the politics and making fun of John Kerry in a minute, but I got sidetracked here. I was going off about something else, about why I'm more hopeful about some things. I'll get back to the hopefulness, because as happens sometimes on the show, I got sidetracked by my sidetrack. Now, listen.
But my focus is just stay focused.
In a little while. For now, I'm not going to be focused. Now, longtime listeners of the show will remember there was an incident, not my fault, at the kids' school some time back. This incident was devastating. It was. It was homecoming night. We were trying to raise, and so as a fundraiser to try to raise money for the school, they always need more money and more supplies for the kiddos and stuff like that. They had a silent auction. I need to be clear about this. I was never told times where the silent auction started or ended. I was never told any times. Okay? The wife says, hey, we got to go to the homecoming game this Friday. I said, okay. She said, oh, there's a silent auction too, if you want to pop in and see if there's anything you like. I said, sure. I'd love to. We go to the silent auction. I am looking for something for my father, and I'm also looking for something me and the boys can do. Now, I look around. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't really want to spend any money here. Times are tight. But, hey, there was a Jack Nicklaus Masters golf flag that he had autographed from one of the golf holes. My dad loves Jack Nicklaus. I'll put in a little bid for that. The highest bid, I think I bid something like $5 more than the last guy. I'll put in the highest bid. Someone's going to come in and outbid me, but you never know. I might get it. But I didn't think I was going to. And then I saw this little fishing trip down in Galveston for me and the boys. Just some little bay fishing trip. Go out, catch a couple fish. Nothing fancy at all. I think it was like $300 or something like that. That's real money. So again, I put $5 more than the last guy. And I walk out for the game. It's not funny, Chris. Turns out I made those two bids like 5 minutes. That's not an exaggeration. I believe it was 5 minutes before the silent auction ended. They called me that night telling me I had purchased both items, had to pay for both items, and had to come pick them up. That hurt, all right? Now, fast forward to, Saturday morning. Kids have a big carnival with the silent auction at the school. I want to be clear about something, and I want to make it clear right now. I did know the times this time because I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. Carnival, I think it went from 10 to 4 that day, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. that day. I believe I am right about that. What I do know is this. I was there in the beginning. In the beginning of it, I was there. And the wife wasn't there because she's still recovering from surgery, just me and the boys. And the boys found their friends and they were off screwing around and stuff. And I thought, oh, a silent auction. Might as well go see if there's anything cool in there. But it's early. So I walk into the silent auction. Right away, I see this movie pack. You know, I love the movies. And it had gift cards to the local movie theater and then all kinds of popcorn and little flavoring things you can put on your popcorn and some Coca-Cola Classic and stuff. A real nice little movie pack in there. And I thought, ooh, that'd be kind of cool. So again, beep, beep, beep. I make a little bid, a little bit more than the last guy. But this silent auction has like 5 hours left. I don't think I'm going to get it. And then I turned to walk out. I was leaving. And then there was something else there. There was a griddle there. One of the griddles, one of the flat top griddles
It's one of the freestanding ones. It sits outside in your patio, and it's where you can cook all kinds of stuff. Now, I need to clarify, my sons, I make bacon for them sometimes, and only four pieces of bacon fit in the pan. So now I either have to get up 45 minutes ahead of time and try to bake it, or the wife does. I need a flat top to throw all the bacon on there. I need a flat top for world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers. I need a flat top to make pancakes and eggs with the bacon. This is a need. It wasn't even a want. It's a need here. So I decided to place a small marker down in the silent auction for the griddle. And then I walked away. My youngest son came running in the door at this point in time and says, "Dad, you're not bidding on silent auction stuff again." And I said, "Yes, I am. And don't you dare tell your mother." So we move on. We leave the carnival after everything's done and the kids are all ice creamed up. And I went back home that day. And I honestly, it was so early, I didn't even think about it. And then about a little after 4 PM, bing, phone bangs. Okay, that's weird. And as I'm grabbing my phone, bing, number two hits. Turns out I was the lucky winner of both items once again that I had to go pick up at the school today. I tried as best I could to tell the wife when I was explaining to her why these were necessities. She tried to say, "We don't have room for this, Jess. You shouldn't ever go to another silent auction again. You can't be trusted." Had a lot of very hurtful things to say like that. I was trying to explain to her that the griddle itself isn't even that big. And I'll be honest, when I was trying to explain that, I really believed it. So that's not really a lie. I really believed it. It turns out it's a 36-inch griddle, and it's of a very good size. It's a very good size, and finding some space for that at the house is probably going to be a problem. But so there's some tensions at home. We're just going to move on. You know what? Let's focus on John Kerry right now. John Kerry, he's stupid.
Tension with China's never been this high.
We are, and look, we understand that. And the president has said clearly he believes it's important to keep the lines of communication with China open. He wants to have another conversation with President Xi. We'll move in that direction. But these transits are normal, particularly for this particular president.
No date for that call with no President Xi yet.
I totally played the wrong one. That's John Kirby. This is John Kerry.
Private aviation is an example of something where people are starting to pay more attention. But when, you know, people who go to Davos to talk about climate change fly private, it seems like they don't want to make...
I've talked to them about it. They offset. They buy offsets. They offset, and they are working harder than most people I know to be able to try to affect this transition.
Right.
We offset. Our yachts and our mansions and our private jets. No. You have to eat the bugs. You have to give up your car. You have to reduce your thermostat usage. You have to have your natural gas staff or natural gas stove banned. I said natural gas staff boned, Chris. That doesn't make any sense at all. What, Michael? It didn't come out right. I'm sorry. Anyway. But nothing for them, of course. Nothing for them. Nothing for the royalty. You see, they're moving forward. They have a plan, these royal kings and queens, for the planet, and nothing can stop them now.
Well, we're doing a lot more than just the IRA. But in addition to that, the president is issuing executive orders. There'll be changes on automobile, on light truck, heavy duty. A number of initiatives that are being taken by states, subnational cities. They really kept us in the game, frankly, during the Trump administration when he pulled out of the agreement. But we 75% of the new electricity that came online during the Trump administration came from renewable resources. So we have a lot of other options, tools, if you will, in the toolkit besides the IRA.
Gives you a quick heads up on how they view things, doesn't it? They're interested. This is what blows me away when people yell at me about when I say moving to a red area and fortify. They're constantly fortifying, seizing locations, cities, states, institutions, locking them down, and then using them as weapons for their agenda. But you even bring that up to the right and they just recoil in horror. I'll never understand it. All right. They do have a goal, though. We'll talk about that. We'll get to a couple more emails, get the headlines I didn't get to. Probably check out of here. Let's get to this real quick. Put your money where your morals are. Put your money where your morals are. We talk about it all the time. Difficult to make that choice sometimes. There are many things that are difficult. I understand, especially if it's a tradition, maybe a family tradition. I understand it's hard to turn off NFL football. I get it. I miss it. I did it, but I miss it. I get it. I understand it's difficult. But man, Pure Talk has served us up a win that is easy. We don't have 10 minutes to put our money where our morals are. But Jesse, I'm worried about, you're worried about what? Switching from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, where they hate you? Pure Talk's on the same 5G network as one of those big guys. You'll save a fortune. You're worried about the economy? You're worried about money? How about $1,000 a year in your pocket right now? My bill got cut in half. Average family saves a G, and it takes you 10 minutes on the cell phone you get to keep? Why haven't you switched? Pick up your phone. Tonight's the night. Put your money where your morals are. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Pure Talk. These are your people. These are my people. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't worry, you still got all week with me. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't forget to text a loved one.
Buenas tardes.
Wishing them a very happy Buenas tardes on a Monday. Now, before we get into all the rest of the headlines, get to a couple emails here. I want to get to this. Every single day is a day that we should look around us, look at the headlines, and realize we all need to train more, not less, more. Now is the time to begin training yourself. Maybe that's weight training. Maybe that's weapons training. Maybe it's walking more. Maybe it's eating better. Maybe, Lord willing, it's all of the above. I'm trying for all of the above, although failing at some. Mantis X allows me to train. If I don't train, then God forbid I run into my own monster one day that wants to kill me or my sons or my wife or someone else I care about. Am I ready? Because I'm going to be scared. You're going to be scared. The adrenaline's pumping. You're going to be all over the place. You will shoot that day as well as you have trained before that day. Mantis X allows you to train in your home, in your office, dry fire training, real feedback. Getting you better, faster, more lethal, just like you need to be should you ever encounter that monster, God forbid. Go to MantisX.com. The Green Berets use it for a reason. The Marines use it for a reason. MantisX.com. Let today be the day that reminds you, be faster and deadlier than he is when the time comes, all right? MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Dome's talking about Africa.
I'm very excited about the future of Africa. I'm very excited about the impact of the future of Africa on the rest of the world, including the United States of America.
I'm sure Africa's excited to have Dome's endorsement. What is digital blackface? And why is it wrong when white people use it? This is from some guy named John Blake on CNN. Look, I only brought this up because this is a reminder to you. There's a reason there's never a goal laid out for you. The climate change nutters will never give you a goal. The LGBTQ demon mob never gives you a goal. Hey, if this happens, then we'll shut up. The race hustlers will never give you a goal. There's never a destination. The struggle is the point. The struggle allows these people to gain power and money forever. Forever. John Black at CNN, this guy has no discernible skills. He has no talent. He has no IQ. He needs racism to go on for ages. He needs racism the way Pfizer needs COVID. They rely on each other for their very existence. Ignore these people. Oh, we do have a little thank you to give to these people, though. Reducing inequality could see world population fall to $6 billion. This is a new article from New Scientist. Or by $6 billion. See world population fall by $6 billion, not $6 billion. So they say it's all about equality and making everything better. But in the end, it's just about anti-humanism and slaughtering as many people as possible. Huh.
Boy, that sounds familiar. I think there's a really handsome guy on radio that talks about that. What, Chris? He's also a world-famous author who wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto, if you'd like to understand how these people think and why they think that way. It's available at jessekellybook.com. jessekellybook.com. Taliban releases photos of U.S. equipment they seized from Biden's disastrous pullout. When you combine that with the fact Iran is firing proxy missiles at us, I'd say we pretty much have our answer on what our standing in the world is. Our enemies are not clueless. They have televisions. They see. Trump campaign says DeSantis need not apply. Apparently Trump put out the word, or his campaign put out the word, that DeSantis campaign staffers will not be welcome on Team Trump if Team Trump wins the primary. I think this is an outstanding move. Now, it's not because I have anything against the Team DeSantis people. I know a lot of them. A lot of them are wonderful. If Trump is going to finally start getting more discerning about the people he brings into his administration, that's a good thing. You should bring in people who are only loyal to you and your mission. It kneecapped his first presidency that he had idiot losers like his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, sitting right next to him. You can't fill up your administration with people who hate you and your mission and then be shocked when it doesn't work out very well.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Yet another Biden pick withdraws nomination. Joe Biden had this Philip Washington, who was supposed to be the head of the FAA. This is a guy we played earlier who didn't know anything about planes or anything else. Of course, diversity hire found who to blame.
Phil Washington had the right qualifications and experience for this role. He's led the Denver International Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world, managed large safety-focused transportation agencies, and served as command sergeant major in the military. This was a veteran of the military. He was a veteran. And, you know, there were games that we played on, you know, an onslaught of unfounded Republican attacks on Mr. Washington.
Oh, was she being attacked? California governor wants Medicaid to pay rent for homeless and cost $100 million. Between this and the reparations they're handing out, isn't it insane to think that our largest, most important, richest, most powerful state, California, they really are going to break that state in two financially? Now, Chris is cheering. Here's why you shouldn't be cheering. The same sick freak communists who govern California, they govern the United States government. They're going to do the same thing they did with COVID. Remember, the Democrat governors, they kept the lockdowns in place to hurt Trump's economy on purpose, so they could bounce him from office. And they did this under the understanding that if they crushed their own economies, the feds would quickly step in. Joe Biden would step in and start sending them gobs of money to make up for it. And he did. He did. They'll just pay California off too. Utah passes laws restricting social media use for minors. I don't know why you'd want your minor on social media. Trans woman left sobbing at JFK airport after a TSA agent hit her in the testicles. Yeah, well, you wanted to be a dude. It took me 960 tries to get my license at 69, but it cost me thousands of dollars. What is this woman's name? She's from South Korea. What is her name? Cha Sa Soon? 960 tries? Cha, listen to me. It's probably not your fault, all right? Probably not your fault. There's nothing you can do about who you are. After try number four or five, it's probably time to just admit that you shouldn't be out there on the road, all right? It's probably time to just call it a day, take the bus, take a cab. It's time to walk away. The email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We will be back tomorrow. Not bragging, but I'm working all 5 days this week. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And, of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.